Am I on? Am I deaf? I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Woo. Did everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Did they? I did. I had a good Thanksgiving. I want to welcome everyone. We got a few out sick. We'll acknowledge them later in prayer. Glad to see Tom back at church, you know. The Raiders' future are looking bright now. I've called off the prayer crew, told them for just a little while, but they're standing waiting to go back. But I love him, and I sent him a text and saying, I explained to him, you know, on Sunday, you really got beat bad, and because you wasn't at church, but on Thursday on Thanksgiving game, he was able to squeak it out because you didn't have to honor a commitment to God on that day. So God showed you a little grace, but you had to squeak it out. So anyway, now I love. Yeah, you knew. Yeah, because they're not playing today, right? I love you, Tom. Me and Tom is both big football fans, if you don't. So this is just fun gesture. He happened to be a pro fan. I like college, but it's still the same game. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for this opportunity to be here, and everyone here is safe that made it to church this morning, and everyone at home, we pray that they'll be safe at home until they're well and can be back with us. In Jesus' name, we pray for your Holy Spirit to come here and lead this message today that you put on my heart, that I do the job that you would have me do. Amen. Oh, there's Jimbo snuck in on me there. How you doing? Good morning, sir. Does anyone got, if you look in your, there, it'll be your special and it'll be in color. You're all special, but if it's in your color, you'd a very special one today. Tom's got it. See, you're special, Tom. Does anyone else have one?
We have to go every Sunday.
And then come here, yeah? Yeah. So, does anyone? Okay, that was fixed, see? Yeah. So, Tom's special. He got one of the special ones. And how true that is. You are very special. I love you. Oh, Lord. Let's go to announcements. So you got any comments on that, Brother Osborne, the Bible?
I just want to say, everybody, thank you for sharing. People that come always share things from their heart. It makes it really special. Special to me. I think special to everybody. So thank you.
And next week, we're just going to jump over there. God put it on my heart before Christmas to look at Jesus and what he's saying there, and you know, and we're going to be looking, even though next week is starting December, we have to remember that Christ, starting off, he is not just the baby Jesus, he's the whole Jesus, and he's the one and the same, and he was the same in the beginning and in the end and everything in between. So we're going to start one more before we start looking at the baby Jesus. We're going to look at the Messiah one more time, starting in the month of December. So thank you. And, of course, there is a good health. You know, this young lady right here, that, what are you, like 25 years younger than Tom? And something like that. And this young lady, and she can tell you anything you need to know about that, right? And we're not quite sure what the final total is on that yet, but I know that Nita is getting that together for us. Oh, she's in the Sunday school room. Oh, and this here is dear to my heart this coming December. I don't know why, but the church that was going to have to host this in December had to drop it and say they couldn't do it. So I was asked, would our church do it? And we hadn't done it for, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years, something like that, way before Helping Hands had opened, is what I was told. So I said, yeah, I'll do it if I have to do all the cooking and everything myself. You know, because I think it's good. This is important. This is a luncheon for just an hour where we prepare food. All the local pastors come in to the church, and we discuss how we can work together to take the message to Christ out into this community and look for our similarities instead of our differences in theology. And it's just really, it's a really good thing. It's been a blessing for me. So I'm really excited to have them come to our house. And it'll be right after we decorate for Christmas and everything. So, you know, it'll be really, so I'm really excited. And they were like, wow, you know, they and some of the pastors are excited that because so I'm really excited about this. And I want to thank Sherry that's going to help out with getting the meals ready. Nita is going to fix something for the 7th. And then, huh? What?
I am the 14th. I'm
cooking the 14th. Oh, you are going to do it? Let my wife know. Because she's, okay, and she's doing the 14th. And then my wife and she will help serve there. And then on the 21st, my granddaughter and my wife is going to prepare that meal for them. And it's, so we're really, I'm really excited about that, getting plugged back into what's going on and having them come into our home. And
I'll make some desserts.
I'm sure, I never met a pastor that didn't like eating, so you bring as much as you want to, because I'm sure it'll get it. You know. Okay. Thank you. I'm just really excited about that. Because we have a good little church here, and people need to know that. You know, they need to know that. And they don't know it if you don't come in the house, right? The Lord's house is here.
What time is the luncheon?
Huh?
What time?
The luncheon is from 12 to 1. The food is put together by people, and then when it's put together, the pastor serves herself. And then everyone else that's involved will just kind of go do something else. And the pastors get alone and get together and talk shop, you know, for a better word, on how we can work together and pray what we need prayers for in our church. And then we'll have a prayer time together where all the pastors will pray for individual needs in each and every church or whatever pastor may. It's a really good thing. It's a really good thing. It really is. It's been a blessing to me time and time again to be there. Okay. And then here is coming up on, that's next Sunday, actually. And that's going to be really good, but it was a couple of suggestions made to me. Talking to my wife and her fear. She would like to probably get together with everybody on even Thursday. She'll be back on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. And you guys, without anyone here that's going to be anticipating in this, walk through this and really know how it's going to go instead of letting the first time that you work together be the day of the service. And that's probably a good idea, you know. So, and then we're going to decorate and clean up and get ready for Christmas after the service. And that's, you know, that's a good. Oh, this coming Thursday or Friday. Well, let's discuss it. We've not had an opportunity to discuss it with everyone to see what day would work the best for everyone. So let's discuss it. We'll discuss it this week between now, you know, because it won't do good for me and you to decide to be here, you know, on Thursday, and everybody else says I can't make it until Friday. So we got to kind of figure out and what, even what time, but that probably does need to happen. You know, and this is my old baseball coach in me. I just know that anytime we don't practice and show up to a game, we never play well. You know, we think we are, but then something happens, you know, so, and that's so. And then the church council meeting on the 16th. Food on the 9th, 12 through 19, And God changed everything on me Friday and Saturday night and pulled David into this message this morning. So if the Osbournes will read our scriptures like they always do, please.
Next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt."
At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him."
Thank you. The question mark that came in my mind is, and the question I asked God, and then he started giving me answers. So don't ask God for answers if you don't want them. Is how have they spent this much time with Jesus and did not realize who he really was or really understood until he was glorified back to the Father? And it's back up here in 13th. The one that comes in the Lord's name. See, they were looking for David. They were looking for another David. So we're going to go over on some facts about David. No other king's name is mentioned in the Old Testament more than David's. His name is only mentioned second to Christ in the whole Bible. So David was a mighty king. We know that he came and he did what the Lord wanted him to do and establish his kingdom in Jerusalem. And we know that Acts 13:22 tells us that God said David was a man after his own heart. So he was handpicked by God for this position. But he was still a man. And David had his little problems. But right here I want to look, and if you'll put it up, the number 4, his stumbling block came at Bathsheba. Now this is a suggestion over this one lustful moment that a man that was handpicked by God, and I don't want to debate it, I'm just trying to make a point here. We know at least 3 of the commandments was broken. But they're suggesting here that every commandment for this one woman was broken towards God. David. That we're all sinners. See, what the disciples did not recognize was Jesus was not a one coming in God's name. Jesus was God himself coming. So that's where the confusion's at. See, they were looking for another human man to be handpicked like David and be a king like David that would put an army together and be able to conquer, how they had conquered forever. So they couldn't get the concept that the only blood that was going to be spilt was not the blood of my enemy, but the blood of my Savior. What kind of king is this? And they didn't understand that Jesus was just not from the lineage of David. He was God himself back on this earth. Jesus was incapable of breaking any commandments of his father's for the sins of this world. They poured as much sin as man knows in humanity on Christ as he hung on the cross, and none of it left a blemish on him, unlike David. Our sins usually start with a lust out a window. And we think to ourselves, we say, well, it's just that one sin. And I've been so good. You know, and God is in my favor. You know, and I'm in God's favor. And we're so good. You know, this one little sin won't hurt. But what happens is I have to do another sin to cover up that sin. And then I got to do another sin to cover up the next sin. And then I've got to do another sin until I'm standing here and I've broken every commandment, the one that handpicked me to be his servant. I have betrayed him in all measures. And I don't believe that David had that thought in his mind. I don't believe that. That my goal is to end up breaking every commandment that the Lord told me not to. He didn't have that thought in his mind in the beginning. The thought was, I just got to have this woman. Just this woman. That's all. And he got that woman. But boy, he didn't realize what the price was going to pay. So that's why they were confused. They were looking for the next David. And even though Christ comes from the lineage of David, Christ is no David. He is God Almighty. So amazing thing has happened here, that before, in David time, before the new covenant, is man, God is over here. Man is over here, and through his personal sacrifices and through his personal works and loyalty, he tries to work his way back into being close with God. Moses couldn't do it. David couldn't do it. So God decided to do something and return something to human men that he took away in the Garden of Eden. And that's the Holy Spirit of God in man's presence. So here God said, over here, here's his Son. Here's the Holy Spirit connecting those two. They are one in the Holy Spirit of his Father. The Son is the Father is the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the way to. And Jesus leaves his throne and takes his Holy Spirit and he pulls it all the way over here and he gives man an opportunity to feel the loving presence of God again. But unlike before, when it was a given, because man did not know what sin was until Adam and Eve had that little moment in the garden, now man is still going to have to choose the flesh or the Holy Spirit. But now have a clear path back to the Lord for the first time. I have a clear path back to the Lord. It's the getting up on a daily basis and choosing to live in that Holy Spirit that God gave me through his Son so generous. But will I do that? Or will I let a woman catch my eyes? Will I let Tom's riches catch my eyes? Will I envy something else in this world? Sister Madeline, when I was a little boy, and I went to Catholic school, and most of y'all know this. But anyway, I asked her one day, you know, Sister Madeline, how should I pray? You know, and she told me that, son, it's okay to tell God what you think. But this is a child's prayer that I use to today in my life. She said, you pray to God in every situation that his will and he is glorified in everything. And you pray for the Holy Spirit to lead you in everything. No matter what happens, I pray that to the day. I get up in the morning and I ask God, pray, please have your Spirit lead me today. Do not let things of this world pull me away. You know. See, Satan will tell you that you're doing good is when you're building yourself up off your brother's failures. You know, I can't wait to point out what's wrong with you, what you didn't get right, how you didn't do something, how, so, you know. Because see, if I'm focusing on you, guess what I'm not doing? I'm not focusing on me and my relationship with God and how that relationship's supposed to impact the world. The day and time I think we take Jesus for granted sometimes in this world. We don't truly understand the precious gift that God sent from the throne. And how nothing else should be as important than that gift to us. Because we can be alive forever again with the Father in the kingdom through that gift. Next month, right around the corner, Christmas is coming up. You know, and it's always dumbfounded me that we will celebrate the Lord our Savior's birthday by giving one another stuff. You know, how would you like that if I showed up to your birthday party and everyone there was exchanging gifts with one another, but no one's gave you anything? No one acknowledged you. We wouldn't do that to anyone else, but we do it in Christ. We're going to celebrate Christ's birthday this year on Christmas. I'm getting my wife a new car. I'm going to celebrate Christ's birthday this year. I'm getting a new outboard motor. Ain't God good? Is he not good? So I will say to you, this Christmas, when you're putting your tree up and you're standing around with your family and you're telling one another how wonderful you are and how grateful you are for all the things of this world that you gave to one another in the name of Christ, don't forget to give Christ what is his. And render up you back to him. Double down on the gift that should be given on this sacred day is the gift of me to my Lord and Savior, and no other gift matters. Because all these other gifts we'll get this December, they will pass away. But the gift of giving me and doubling down on being a servant of my Lord and Savior and being willing to walk in pain with Him and have individuals hate me because I love Him will never pass away. So as we celebrate Christmas this year and we enjoy ourselves and we sing our songs and we do all the things that we do that brings us comfort from one another, this next month, I plead with you, we do not lose Christ in this situation. Because it's not about a Christmas tree. Even though I like the smell of the Christmas tree in the house. And it's not about the smell of my mama's ham cooking, even though I love the smell. It's about our Lord and Savior was born to give us an opportunity. And He lived the perfect life in the Spirit of God as a walking man, understanding and feeling every ounce of what sin meant to be a man, and sin and Satan was unable to terminate Him like he was David. I mean, we look at David as a great king, and he was. But when Satan really put the screws to him, he was easy picking. He didn't need a big army to bring David to his knees. All he needed was one beautiful woman. And Satan had David eaten out of his hands. So if you're not sure that you really are walking in Christ, make a recommitment this Christmas. Say a prayer to Him. Say, Lord, I give everything to You. I want to give the gift of me back. What we stole from You. What we stole from Your Father in the garden. By listening to Satan. I want to have Christ clean it up through His blood. And I want to give it back to Him because it's not rightfully mine. It was His from the beginning. And I'm not going to let anything get in the way of me delivering what belongs to You, me, back to You. That's my message for the day. Thank you.
I can only imagine, yeah. dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine, yeah.
Close to really, my imagination doesn't do it justice. It's time for final prayer. You know, we have Vinny and Sue and Don and Bart Casey and Thomas. Yeah, he's got COVID. Dennis and Tammy is sick and not here today. Linda is sick. Beth Ann is not here. She's sick, and prayers for her. Miss D, of course, Jackie, the shoulder over here. She says still needs prayer, but I could have swore I saw her out throwing a baseball the other day. I'm just saying, I don't know. You know, it may have been someone that looked like her, you know. But and they had a pretty good fastball, too. So anyway, and Jimbo, his back, and Bulldog and his family. Have I missed anyone?
My brother Mike.
And a brother Mark.
Mike. He's had
dizzy
spells.
Anyone else?
Wayne.
Wayne is home, struggling. Wayne has some stuff going on with him that kind of sets him back from time to time. Josh, Little Sack, for sure. Is anyone else? Am I forgetting?
We're all a mess.
Yeah, we're all a mess. And this whole world, that's a good idea. Let's just pray for the whole world. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just asked you to anoint us with your Holy Spirit through the precious blood of the Lamb and teach us to remain teachable and allow you to wash us clean of our sins through your precious Son and the price that he paid for us and the gift that you gave us by allowing him to be born. That wasn't something that we were entitled to, Lord. That was the greatest gift that had ever been gave to humanity. And we just ask you to heal each and every one of these people and on this prayer list as you see fit, not as what we think is right, because we get it wrong. You never get it wrong. And we just pray that they will walk in the Holy Spirit of Christ that come from you and him, no matter what decisions that you make in my life, their life, and anyone's life. Because that's what it means to have a life that glorifies you, is to walk in the decisions that you make for us. Not the ones that we like, Lord, but the ones we don't like, still walk in that decision. And we just pray for your healing for this country. And this country to become the great country that was one nation under God, no question mark, once again. Would anyone else like to pray?
Thank you, Father, for your word, that we are still able to carry this written word, Lord. Yes, and your word, God. Thank you, Father, in your name.
And all God's people said, amen. Amen.